This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was never good looking as a kid, so I didn't seem to, I didn't think I had that much of an issue, but my parents were very, very protective, as in my family, there was history of women getting raped and things like that. They wanted to protect me, and one way that my mom protected me was she cut my hair. I didn't have the most girly clothes. Maybe she was trying to make me look like a boy, even though boys could be abducted. Boys could be, assaulted and stalked and things like that. But, you know, parents kind of did their best to try to make sure their kids were not necessarily in the limelight, except for the ones where their kid could possibly do well in Hollywood and bring in money and all that, then those kids, they were paraded all over the place. But for the most part, if you were a parent and you wanted to protect your kid would go to school, kid would do their sports, come back, and you didn't really have to worry as much as long as you knew the kid was either with you or at school and somebody was watching them. Well, things have changed. Now with Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat or some of these other ones, we have millions of people's daughters and sons posting, more so the daughters than the sons. And the pictures are not, you know, unflattering, they're going to be flattering. And we have a growing epidemic of stalkers and people harassing or texting or direct messaging or bothering our children without us parents knowing about it. And early on, when social media started to grow, there were parents saying, I'm not going to let my child on it. And they're like, oh my gosh, that parent is, where's Child Protective Services? That parent is out of their mind and they're so obstructive and authoritative. Maybe the parents have the right idea. My children aren't really on social media. They're kind of smart when it comes to, I don't really want people knowing what I'm doing in my private life. But there have been other individuals that have done so well monetarily wise and have been able to amass so many millions of followers that it's income for them. And there's this drive to become famous. There's this drive to become known, become seen. And I see what people do, and I always tell my husband, thank God, you know, we don't have a daughter, because I don't know how I would be able to protect her in this world if she is showing what these other girls are wearing and dressing in and posing in and accenting. I mean, you're putting yourself out there like a deer in the wild, and it's dangerous. You know, there's a gymnast who is a very good gymnast. She's recently injured. She's very pretty, and her name is Olivia Dunn, but she goes by Lizzie. She has 10 million followers. She's a TikTok star. She's had to get a bodyguard. And she, even though she has, I think, millions of dollars of sponsors, and I think she's a collegiate gymnast, the average teen or the average 18, 19, 20-year-old doesn't have money for a bodyguard. And I think we all need to have discussions with our children or nieces or nephews or whatever, and ask, have a very frank conversation. Say, look, you're not going to get in trouble with what you're posting, and I know you don't want to show me what you're posting, but are you getting DM'd? Is somebody direct messaging you? Are you having stalkers? Yeah, I mean, I've had some stalkers myself, and we've had to move. It's scary. And I got kids I need to protect. And I don't, you know, I don't want to have to think that for life I would have to pay for security. You know, you think, well, all right, maybe we need to get a bodyguard temporarily. You don't understand, like with John Lennon or with, you know, look at John Hinckley Jr. I mean, you know, he tried to kill the president to get Jodie Foster's attention. I mean, you don't know how long these people could hold this crush or this obsession with your child. And they might wait years for the right time. When you look at the Idaho murder cases, you know, was the suspect stalking them? And how did he find them? Was it on social media? And what I see these young girls do scares the hell out of me, because if I'm getting messaged every day by creeps, and I'm, yeah, this is the way I look, imagine somebody attractive, imagine somebody younger, imagine somebody who's innocent. And the worst part about it is these girls are meeting guys online. They're meeting their future boyfriends or girlfriends online. It's dangerous. And Olivia Dunn looks like can afford security. But the average person cannot. They cannot afford security. And we're in a society right now where it's not very practical to completely wipe out social media from your daily repertoire, because if that's how you connect with others, if that's how you find out about, you know, your fantasy football league or the date or the party or the people use Facebook groups or they use chats or they use these things. So if you have a child that can't get away from it, at least talk to them about what they're posting. And I know my parents were like, I don't like that shirt, you look like a slut. And I'm like, it's a turtleneck. You know, I got B's, double C's, I can't do much. I mean, what do you want me to wear? Overalls? But we have to have conversations with our kids. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So rumor has it that if the government doesn't get their act together when it comes to the debt limit, things like our Medicare and Social Security are going to get cut. And I think that is the that is a crime. They spend, and then all of a sudden they screw over the most vulnerable people. Not cool. Not cool at all. So I hope that doesn't happen. We are being told, according to MarketWatch, that the Treasury Department is halting investments into 2 federal retirement funds, the Civil Service Retirement and Disability Fund and the Postal Service Retiree Health Benefits Fund. This is after the U.S. hit its debt ceiling, according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. So in the letter, she said she had previously written the week before that the government was expected to hit the debt limit on January 19th, which we passed. As a result, the department was taking, quote, extraordinary measures. Part of those measures involved 2 federal retirement funds. The Treasury Department cannot fully invest money earmarked for the Civil Service Retirement and Disability Fund outside of what beneficiaries must be paid immediately. Future investments will be suspended until June 5th during a debt issuance suspension period, during which point the department will also redeem a portion of the investments. Investments into the Postal Service Retiree Health Benefits Fund also suspended. They will be reimbursed when the debt threshold has been increased or suspended, and federal employees, there's a typo, retired or current, will not be impacted by these measures. So as I said before, I think in the initial stage of it, they're going to halt and then give everybody their money and make it whole. Again, you would think they would collect on the student loan debt to help pay for all this, but I think that is still on hold. Biden wants to please college students, and I love college students. I get that, you know, you would attract a lot of voters, but wouldn't that money come in handy right now? So, not sure what's going on here. So she said, as I stated in my January 13th letter, the period of time that extraordinary measures may last is subject to considerable uncertainty, including the challenges of forecasting the payments and receipts of the U.S. government months into the future. I respectfully urge Congress to act promptly to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. So Trump has spoken out, and apparently he is going to be very slowly going back on the speaking circuit as he is preparing for his 2024 run. There's a lot of excitement around that from Trump supporters, and from Democrats, they're groaning because he brings up some issues that really motivate his base. So he is telling Republicans to not give in and cut Social Security or Medicare while they battle out the debt ceiling. He would rather they crack down on the billions spent on foreign aid, climate extremism, and then the billions of dollars that Mayorkas promised to border towns to help with the migrants. And I do find that, you know, I want to be as neutral as possible on the show, but I have to be honest. As a physician, I find it very frustrating when we have our veterans, we have our vulnerable U.S. citizens facing cuts, but we're being very lenient and liberal with funding for non-U.S. citizens. You know, people ask, well, you know, what's the difference between an illegal and a refugee? I mean, a refugee is somebody asking for help. They are coming to the country and to, you know, the migrants, all of those that are standing in line to go to Border Patrol and to ask Border Patrol to accept them into America. That's not considered an illegal immigrant. An illegal immigrant is somebody that snuck through, or what they call the gotaways. Somebody that got through by not going through the legal process. And so I want to help migrants. I want to help everybody. I would love the U.S. to help every single country in this world, but it's not practical, especially when we're not helping our own. And it's very frustrating to see that people who put their lives on the line for this country are out and about in the cold right now, homeless with no food. And here we are promising money to new people coming into the United States that haven't dedicated their lives, paid taxes, served in the military. So President Trump is speaking out, and he said under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security to pay for Joe Biden's reckless spending spree. So House Republicans are starting to flex their muscles. They don't have a lot of muscle. They only have a few extra seats. But they had said that they were going to be the checks and balances on all the spending that's been done. And for those of us that are dealing with this inflation, we would like less money printed and less spending so we can try to get the value of the dollar back. But if they do start to mess with Medicare and Social Security, how would they do that? Well, they would limit what gets covered. Now, remember, when insurance companies say they cover something, okay, does that mean they cover it 100%? Doesn't mean they cover it 5%. So I'm hearing from Medicare patients that Medicare is covering less and less, that they have more out-of-pocket. And I saw that in my practice. In 16 years, the changes on what Medicare paid and then what it didn't, and I'm hearing that, you know, because I'll tell a patient, I go, Medicare should cover that. They go, not anymore. What do you mean, not anymore? I thought we were adding benefits. Not the case. And why? Well, we have a large baby boomer population. We have large, you know, many people requiring state aid. Medicaid covers you if you do not have financial means. Medicare covers you if you have a disability or if you are of the age that, 62 to 65, depending on the plan. And so there's more people using those services. And the average 65-year-old is not very healthy. They have diabetes. They have high blood pressure. It's not like a strapping 20-year-old who has fantastic metabolism. So we're spending more money. So are we planning on that? Are we saying, look, guys, you know what we're going to do? Everybody who has student loan debt, you know, just COVID, it's been 3 years. Can you start paying your student loans again? Can you, you know, and I got to admit, you know, from a student standpoint, this is very anxiety producing. I kind of feel bad for the students. And we're going to talk about that in a second because they, you know, they need to plan. What are they supposed to do? So I understand we have a climate that is changing. Our climate has been changing for decades, way before cars, way before hamburgers and, you know, all the other things are climate changes. So I understand, and I do like the idea of protecting the environment, but some of the things that they are planning and putting money towards, like electric vehicles, that's nice if we have everything else covered. If we don't have one homeless person, if our military is strong, if our healthcare systems are not going under and covering these expensive medications that our patients need, all right, you'll have my support. And on, all right, you know, let's make sure we have an infrastructure hospitable to allowing there to be more electric cars. But instead, it's we're going to mandate this, we're going to set a goal, we're going to meet the goal, we're going to, but what about all the other things? You know, when you have people living in the border towns that can't access their own hospital because it's overrun by migrants, that's a public health crisis. If we are not screening migrants for tuberculosis, we are going to be bringing in multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. I keep saying that. How do you screen for them? It's not a TB test. It's a chest x-ray. You screen with a chest x-ray. You could do TB tests to see if they've been exposed. But there's a blood test and there is a chest x-ray. Are we doing that with the migrants? We might be testing for COVID, which is nice, but that's expensive too. We're spending money on COVID testing. Are we doing that to protect our homeless veterans? We have to, and you know, we, without being vilified, look at what we're doing and what we're spending our money on. And we need to be smarter about it. All the hospitalizations and the money we're putting into trying to reverse overdose, narcotic overdose deaths, we could save that money by having better controls on the border. So, I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. More than 7 million people around the Northeast are in the path of a big storm dumping several inches of snow today, and another system will dump more snow Sunday into Monday. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says he will run for a third term in 2024.
I'm a servant. I love Virginia. I'm proud of what I've done. I got a whole lot more I want to do.
Kaine's announcement's a relief to Democrats who face a tough task in holding their slim Senate majority in 24. At $2.5 billion, a new U.S. military package heading to Ukraine's one of the biggest yet. For the first time, this round will include Stryker vehicles, which help move infantry troops. Google's parent company, Alphabet's the latest tech firm to announce big layoffs, about 12,000 jobs, 6% of the workforce being sliced. Alphabet stock is up by more than 4% today on that news. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one of the biggest clusters we have that has come out of the last few years with the political back and forth of the primary and now this administration is the student loan debt forgiveness. While we have headline after headline on what the government needs to cut, are they going to cut? They're already starting to cut certain federal health benefits, certain, as Yellen had suggested, benefits that some of the government workers have been getting are going to be paused, possibly as late until June, until they can figure out what's going on with the debt ceiling. One of the sources of income for the government, the student loan debt and the student loan repayments are still on hold. As a teacher, and having taught students and still teaching students, I love my students, and I am on the side of them being overcharged. And if they're being overcharged and they got raped by their school in terms of how much they're paying, I think the schools need to step in and help pay that debt down. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is the government promised, as a campaign promise, to write off the debt. They found that that was kind of impossible and was going to open them up to a lot of lawsuits, especially with those people that actually paid off their debt. And some of the private loans that got involved, they're like, wait a second, are you going to pay the private loans too? So they started to realize that that was a little more difficult. So then they promised only $10,000 to every borrower and then $20,000 for those that also got Pell Grants. And then they also came up with a repayment program. But in the meantime, they have paused student loan payments because of COVID. And I get that. Again, I'm on the side of the college student. I'm just not on the side of the taxpayer having to pay for it. I think the colleges should be paying for it. And I'm not on the side of now taxpayers and U.S. citizens and migrants or whatever getting the brunt of the economic fallout of the debt ceiling because the U.S. has promised to make good on eliminating money and debt coming to them. Meanwhile, they're raising debt and going to cut something else. And borrowing from Peter to pay Paul is, I get it, something they've always done. But if we're in that much trouble where the U.S. government is borrowing so much and they don't have money coming in, then anybody that owes us money in terms of countries, in terms of student loan debt, whether it's the colleges that are at fault, that money needs to be coming in. Meanwhile, the students, who I really feel bad for, are like, what the hell do we do? They went through school hearing from all of us that were older saying, don't be indebted to the government. Don't owe the government. Now, I never told the students to pay off their student debt fast. I never did. Because I think there was, after 25 years, if you still have student loan debt, the government would write it off. So I'm like, look, just make your payments. But if you are starting to make any extra money, invest in that. I mean, we didn't pay off our student loans until we had bought a house, and then we used a home equity loan to give us equity, and then I think we used that money to help us buy off our debt. But we needed money for the kids. We needed money to start a medical office. So why be paycheck poor? Why be bank, have nothing in the bank to pay off the government? Just make the payment. I get there's interest, but things could change. And I'm glad that was the advice I gave people, because here we are where the government is really, the government officials are like, oh yeah, why don't we just not make that a thing where people just don't have to pay college debt? That is having ramifications with the military and recruitment, because if you could get a free college, why go to the military? Put your life on the line. You could now get free college. So it will have ramifications, but I never wanted college students to be paying heavily into their student loan debt. Just make the payments you need to, and whatever money you get, invest. Other individuals weren't doing that. I heard some of my students were actually trying to pay off a bunch of their student loans and make large payments. But I get that, because a lot of us were raised not to owe anybody. We didn't want to borrow. I didn't want to borrow from the government. I waited tables, but it wasn't enough to pay for medical school, so I had to borrow, and I used that money to help, one of my siblings go through school. But, we're of the thinking where we don't want to have debt. We've been taught for years, don't rack up college debt. Don't rack up credit card debt. Don't rack up car debt. Buy or pay for what you could afford. But now we have this concept of, if you have debt, the government, depending on a political campaign, can wipe that out. So it was very euphoric. And even when I heard it, I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome for my students. The problem is not very practical. You can't write $500,000 in student loans really easily without messing up, getting taxpayers pretty ticked off. Also, that's not fair that the colleges get to charge that kind of money, and they still get paid. Whereas those of us that chose to go to cheaper schools or not go to school are the ones getting stuck with the bill. So there's issues. For me, as I said, I want my students to have the best, but I also don't want them going through this, well, what's happening? So the Biden administration has updated us on what is going on. And in addition to the student loan forgiveness that they are still going to go forward with, as long as the courts don't block it, is the revised pay-as-you-earn plan for federal student loan borrowers. So, rather than you borrowed, now you got to pay, which would force college grads to get a job so they could start paying their student loans, if you're not working, it's okay. Then you don't have to pay. If you are working but not making a lot, you'll just pay a percentage of it. Now, on one end, that makes some sense, because if the average college student can't get a job, because jobs aren't out there, and the college degree isn't as worth as much as it used to be, that's understandable. But on the flip side, if there are jobs, and people are choosing not to go get a job, what used to prompt them to get their ass into the workplace was, I got to start paying off my student loans. So I'm going to go and get a job. So there's definitely pros and cons. So under the current repay program, all student borrowers with federal loans, not the Parent PLUS loans, are eligible for repayment plans. So any student borrower. The monthly payments are calculated as 10% of your discretionary income, defined as any income above 150% of the poverty guideline amount for that state. So if your poverty line, they say using 150% of the poverty line, $20,400, a single borrower who is earning $25,000 annually will pay $38 a month. But under the proposed plan, the payments will be capped at 5% of the discretionary income, and the standard of discretionary income would rise to 225% of the poverty level, which is roughly $30,000 for a single household. So what they're basically saying is they're going to look at your income, and then they're going to decide from there, and they'll cap it, so you don't have to feel like the majority of the income that you're bringing in is going to your student loan. That's a nice thing to do, but it's very confusing for college borrowers. If you are a low-income borrower, your monthly payment is zero. $0. If you make less than $30,500, or a family of four earning less than $62,000, you have $0 monthly payments. And it would stop interest from accruing. No interest will accrue or accumulate if you're making regular payments. Now that's nice, because the interest rate sucks. It really sucked to be making payments and noticing that nothing happened with the balance. But on the flip side, anybody going out to borrow a car or to borrow money for a car or a mortgage, that's kind of how loans work. So, as I said, this is going to be a very confusing time. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800. And drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So nobody wants to think that they accidentally slept with or married a family member. That would be pretty horrifying. Well, it happened to a Utah mom who revealed on, I believe, TikTok that she accidentally married her cousin after she was pregnant with his baby. Now, I think the baby's going to be fine. They're third cousins, so it's going to be okay. First cousin, we do start to worry a little bit more about not having enough genetic differentials and differentiation. But third cousins, my guess is there's a lot of you out there that are actually married to somebody that you might be more related to than you know. So business owner Marcella Hill shared the revelation. She's 42 years old. About she and her husband, Tage, to her 300,000 followers on TikTok last Monday. She said, I have never publicly told anyone, but I accidentally married my cousin. Now, this has been viewed a million times. She said, I was sitting on the couch looking for names for the baby that we were about to have, and I was on a certain genealogy site. She said she was looking at the names of her grandfather, grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, and great-great-grandmother when she realized something was amiss. She said, husband's next to me on his own family search, and he's like, oh, that's funny. We have the same grandpa and grandpa names. I look at this line, and it's all the same as mine. So I think, oh, no, no, you're still logged into my account. Then we started looking at it and realized that my grandpa is his grandma's first cousin. The couple then called their respective grandparents to ask them if they knew each other. As it turns out, the couple soon learned that they actually had the same great-great-grandparents, making them third cousins. They said they lived together when they were growing up as children. We are third cousins. So they find that pretty exciting. And it is, they have won a prize for being the closest related in a neighborhood activity. They had previously won a prize. And when I go to my family reunion, he gets to go to his two at the same time. Yeah, that's a benefit I think I'm going to pass on. And good for her for having a sense of humor about it. And I get she has followers, and I don't do TikTok because I don't know the relationship with China. And I know that my radio counterparts have, you know, tons of followers, and good for them. I'd rather play it safe, and, you know, but the, you know, she's getting a lot of attention, and she's getting a lot of hits, and, you know, good for her for being able to make lemonade out of lemons. When life gives you lemon, make lemonade. But, this is interesting. You know, somebody had asked, why didn't you realize this at the wedding? I'm actually blown away that she's in her 40s and their grandparents are still alive. That's interesting. Unless their grandparents had kids when they were young. So she said, let's say we had the wedding. My grandpa and his grandma were there, and we found out that we were third cousins at the wedding. What were we supposed to do? Other people are like, no big deal. It's you guys are third cousins. So all I could say is, as a physician, a third cousin is enough removed to not be as concerned with some of the major medical conditions that could happen with incest. However, if there are bad genes in the family, there, you know, that can still, you know, coming from both sides of that can still transmit down. I'm mixed on that part because I come from a family where we had diabetes, we have cancer, we have heart disease. And then, so my mom marries my dad who has, you know, in his family, cancer, diabetes, heart. So I get the double whammy. So there is that argument that when you do marry outside, you know, your neighborhood, country, the proximity, I don't want to use the term family, that, well, now you're getting other genes brought in. But that's how you stay healthy. When you have one gene from one side, one gene from another side, you have less of a dominant gene, and they compete, and it's still better than you go. It's like I'd rather go with the devil I know than the devil I don't. Not with this. You don't want to marry a cousin. So, but it is interesting that, you know, she's older, and well, I think she got pregnant with, they've been married for more than 10 years. So I think she got pregnant before they got married, but they were younger at the time. So I think all this happened years ago, so I don't know if the grandparents are still alive. And, you know, they're happy there. But I really wonder, now that we have the Ancestry.com and the 23andMe and all those other sorts of things, it is going to be interesting to see if we find more people related to each other. And when you grow up in a community, and you don't move much, and that's kind of where your family's been, and their family friends, and, you know, I think there is that possibility. And I also think it was a lot more common than we think in the olden days. You know, Germany was a smaller country. Austria was a smaller country. You know, my family from Germany and Austria, you wonder if they were in a, you know, in a smaller population, if they never left Germany and they, now mine did. Mine came from Russia. My family had to always run because they were always killing Jews wherever they went. Yeah. And so they always had to, there was always something going on and they always had to flee somewhere. You know, and so, you know, one family finally made it to Germany, another family finally made it to Austria. All the Hungarian and Polish family all got murdered in World War II during the Holocaust. But the family that made it, you know, you do kind of wonder if there was more of this. So that doesn't surprise me. It was a very interesting headline. But if it was first cousins, I'd be a lot more nervous about the baby. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So things that make you go, you know, while we're still wondering if we have gotten any closer to figuring out what the hell happened with COVID and how it got leaked and who messed with it and why we're dealing with it, the Supreme Court has no confirmation of how there was a leak with the Roe v. Wade initial draft. And we still don't know why the public found out about what, I think it was Judge Alito, was thinking with his first draft with the Roe v. Wade overturn. Supreme Court says they can't find the person. There was also no mention if the nine justices or their spouses were interviewed. Everybody thought it was a clerk. Could it have been a spouse? They say there was a gap, a glaring gap in the investigation, and it comes after the court concluded it may never know who leaked the draft. Okay, whenever somebody goes, hey guys, we may never know, that to me means somebody does know and they just want everybody to back off because they don't want to say. Well, that's a problem. The nine justices have publicly and vocally condemned the leak, but the 23-page report, which details an 8-month investigation, more than 120 interviews, and a forensic examination of cell phones, laptops, and email accounts, made no mention of whether the justices talked to the investigators. Now, remember, this wasn't that somebody ran home and told their boyfriend or girlfriend. This was the actual document, the draft. There was an image that got circulated and got leaked. That's pretty significant. Somebody had to either grab that draft to not leave an email footprint or a digital footprint, or they made a photocopy, or because, you know, if they checked phone records and emails and laptops, it might have been a piece of paper, and somebody knew what they were doing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor.
Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.